This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my book about habit change, Better Than Before, I describe the 21 strategies we can use to make or break our habits. One important strategy is the strategy of first steps, which is all about the right time to begin. The most important step is the first step, because until we take that first step, we haven't begun. But beginning is hard. That's why the strategy of first steps is so important. It helps us figure out how to start. I'm always fascinated to learn about different ways people grapple with the 21 strategies, so I was very interested to read about how the writer Isabel Allende used the strategy of first steps by finding an auspicious day for her beginnings. In 1981, Isabel Allende was living in Venezuela as a political refugee after the military coup in Chile, and she was working at a school. On January 8th, she got a phone call that her beloved grandfather was dying in Chile, and she couldn't go back to say goodbye. In her grief and frustration, she began writing a letter to him, a spiritual farewell, and this letter turned into her first novel. She recalled, "I remembered everything he had ever told me about his life, the family anecdotes, the history of our country. As soon as I began the letter, I realized it was not a normal letter. It was part novel, part memoir, part family saga and political chronicle. My grandfather died without reading the letter, and I continued to write at night and on the weekends in the kitchen of our apartment. I had a day job in a school, and I worked 12 hours a day, so I didn't have much free time. But I was obsessed with the writing. By the end of the year, I had 500 pages of a very dirty manuscript on the kitchen counter. My first novel, The House of the Spirits, had been born." That novel was an enormous international success, and for luck, when she started her next book, she began writing on January 8th. That book, Of Love and Shadows, also did well, so she explained, "After a few years and a few books, January 8th became a good habit. It gave me discipline. By then, my life was complicated. I had to travel, lecture, do innumerable interviews. I was getting tons of mail. So if I didn't organize my calendar, I would never have the time, solitude, and silence I needed for each book. That's why I have kept January 8th as my sacred day in the year, the day I lock myself away and start a new book. I have not started something new every year, because sometimes it takes me more than a year to write a book, but I have started every book on the same day." For Isabel Allende, January 8th was a date that resonated deeply and gave her the right time to begin. She held it as a sacred day, a day of remembrance and renewal, the right day to begin. I'll post a link to The House of the Spirits by Isabel Allende in the show notes, and I'll also post a link to my book Better Than Before if you want to learn more about the strategy of first steps or the other strategies for habit change. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.